We just did this a few days ago, but here we are once again celebrating the feast of St. Venceslaus, King and Martyr. Now, in some of the ordinaries, you will find that it says Duke and Martyr. Of course, Duke means leader, which is fine. That's what Mussolini called himself, Il Duce, Duke, the leader. He was not Duke of a province, but of a whole kingdom, the Kingdom of Italy. Well, so was Venceslaus, and he was made king by the Holy Roman Emperor. Now, he was born of a split-up family. His father was a Christian, and his mother was a pagan, Roleslaus, and she was, and her name befitted her, Drachomira. So if you ever want to name a child that will be hateful, and sometimes you know that a child will be hateful, people have a destiny, call her Drachomira, which comes from the dragon, from the evil of evils. So she was a pagan, and when his father died, Roleslaus, Drachomira took over the kingdom. In order to do this, he killed Venceslaus' Catholic grandmother, Ludmilla. And, of course, she became a martyr. She's a saint because of that. You can remind our own Ludmilla that the feast of today was related to her. Anyway, they took over the kingdom, and they were wicked. The wicked are wicked, and you see this even today, that they split up and fight against each other and cut each other's throats. That's their way. That's natural to them. And that's what will happen in hell. For all eternity, the devils are cutting each other up to pieces and then doing it again for eternity. Don't go there. So anyway, the nobles of the kingdom of Bohemia, which is modern-day Czechoslovakia, they couldn't take this anymore, so they threw over Drachomira and the brother and asked Venceslaus to be the king. And he agreed, because he saw what was going on. It was wicked, wicked, wicked. And so he was crowned king, and soon after that, the emperor made him not only Duke of Bohemia, but also king of the kingdom of Bohemia, which he had the power to do. And he did so many wonderful things. He built wonderful churches and monasteries, which are still there, despite all the persecutions. And he was so holy that he would sow the wheat and make the hosts and grow the grapes and press them to make the wine for the holy sacrament of the Eucharist. In the meantime, as we sing every year, especially at our open house, on the feast of Stephen, which was a very holy feast with many, many things surrounding it in those days, he went to his brother's castle. He had not killed them. He should have, but he didn't. We are, those of people who are holy are sometimes too soft, and they're too merciful sometimes, and it costs us dearly. Well, it did Venceslaus. We're holy, not perfect. And so he went to his castle for dinner and to pray Vespers at his church, because every castle had a church. And so while he was praying Vespers in the church alone, his brother Boleslaus came upon him and cut him to pieces. And if you visit there to this day, you can see the blood of St. Venceslaus all over the walls. It was never washed, never erased. It's a sacred relic. And so as a result, we think about good King Venceslaus on the feast of Stephen. So we ask him to protect us, to protect our parish and shrine, and to protect the former kingdom of Bohemia, which is now the Czech Republic, and all the surrounding countries that were part of that kingdom, and that the faith that was almost destroyed to zero by the communists may be brought up again to what it used to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.